Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear. And it's Tuesday, March 24th, 2020. And I don't know if you're like me, but I'm worn out. Not really from working, but just being overworked in my mind. The news hasn't stopped. It's bad news central. My God, we're almost at 50,000 cases in the U.S., if not already there. It was like 48,000 plus when I looked this morning. Let's pull up BNO news and see what the logistic numbers are for the coronavirus here in the United States. The great USA. Cause I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. All right, data tables. Ooh. It is now 52,946 active cases, plus 674 deaths, 35 recoveries in the U.S. of A. Let's see who the top 10 states are right now. And for the rest, I go ahead and again suggest you pull up BNONews.com, tracking coronavirus for yourself, and keep up with it so you get an idea of where we are. And always remember, these are the numbers they are giving us. It is not accounting for exponential growth. It is not accounting for the lack of testing. It is what we are being told. The top 10 are New York with 25,665 cases, 210 deaths, 450 people are in serious condition, zero recovery, zero critical. New Jersey, 3,675 cases, 44 deaths. California, 2,385 cases, 46 deaths, one critical, one recovery. Number four is Washington State with 2,221 cases, 110 deaths, 19 recoveries. Michigan is 1,791 with 24 deaths. Illinois, 1,535 cases, 16 deaths, 2 recoveries. Florida, 1,412 cases, 18 deaths. Louisiana is at 1,388 cases, 46 deaths. Oh my God. Massachusetts, 1,159 cases, 11 deaths. And number 10 is Georgia with 1,026 cases and 32 deaths. And I will say, even though Georgia made number 10, Texas is closely behind with 918 cases, 11 deaths, and Colorado following with 720 cases and 10 deaths. I don't know if y'all have heard the shenanigans. It's so much. It's like a barrage of shit. A shit show. A real live shit show. I had to come and lay in my bed and record. I promised myself that I was going to cast today because it's been a few days since I've done anything. The last Ponderosa we had, it really was a rant. Because I was so pissed off. So I was like, let me just take a few days and do something else with myself. So I've been making cloth masks to give to Miss Karen from Foxglove Botanicals out here in the Hill Country so that we can get them to the healthcare workers. Because as you know, our healthcare workers, in all states are literally lacking the very thing to keep them safe so they can help save our lives. Frickin' mask. They are literally regenerating. They are saving them and reusing them. Do you know how nasty that is? Do you know how disgusted they must feel? If you see a healthcare worker on the street or in passing, you say a prayer for them because they literally are the heroes right now. They are on the front lines. Whether they be a doctor, a nurse, an anesthesiologist, any of the nurse practitioners, people who are coming out of retirement, who worked all these years just to see in their retirement age the shit hit the fan. That's not fair. Imagine the mental toll it could be taking on them. I am still working on getting an interview with a friend that is a doctor in New Orleans. And I just ask that you be patient because she's literally on the front lines right now. And I know for a fact in New Orleans, in Louisiana, period, they are getting hit hard. New York is, California is, everywhere is, but they're not even adequately testing people. So who the hell knows who's sick? I think it's disgusting that here we are, not even reaching the peak of this pandemic in our nation, at least. And already we have some clowns talking about ending the very mechanism being used to try to slow this thing down and catch up so that they can jumpstart the flabbergasted economy again. This is my thing. What good is it to have businesses running if the people are dead? Who's gonna come buy anything? Who's gonna pursue pushing sales? Who's gonna make that revenue if everyone is sick on a fucking ventilator? I don't know what the disconnect is in this country, but it seems like there's a portion of people who get it, who got it good. And then there's the portion of people that think this is a damn game, a fiesta. Like we're on a television show. For your entertainment. Whoo, is anyone else tired? Is anyone else fed up? Is anyone else in the twilight zone? Let's look at some other world events. Now, there's this little website that I found for news that you don't get normally. And it's Watchers, WATCHERS.news. Let's see what's going on today. And they give you different things for all over, not just in one particular area. There's some heavy rains and flash flooding, landslides in southern Iran, which, God be a fence, they're dealing with some serious COVID-19 cases and deaths themselves. So also add on to that flash flooding and landslides. Add on to that the sanctions that are keeping them from getting the equipment they need. Hello, we've got a real pure festering cesspool of shit. Can you smell it? There's an Arctic cold arriving, bringing early spring snow and extremely low temperatures to much of Europe. What the f- Also, Europe is getting hit hard with. Great fireball fell over Belgium, and many other meteorites are going to be possible. This was also written by Julie Celestial today. Let's see, I'm probably not going to read the whole thing. A bright fireball exploded over Belgium at 2:04 UTC on Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. I guess we're just learning about this, y'all. The International Meteor Organization, IMO, received 6 reports from eyewitnesses, including those in Netherlands, Luxembourg, and Germany. According to IMO, the meteoroid entered the atmosphere at nearly 12 kilometers per second and an angle close to 60 degrees. These are almost the same as the meteoroid characteristics of the New Year Italian fireball. I guess we'll see more of those. Maybe not. Maybe we'll hear about them. You never really know anymore. At least 10 people were killed and 1,000 affected after a large landslide hits Tambul, Nabilir, Papua New Guinea. Some severe thunderstorms, rain, and hail hit Dubai and the United Arab Emirates. My God, what's going on with the locusts? So about 5 days ago is the last thing they posted about the desert locust outbreak, still remaining extremely alarming. New swarms are continuing to form and invade Africa and the Middle East. How long before it hits here? How is that going to affect our food and crop supply and things that we trade and we depend on other countries for here? So don't be surprised if there really is shortages of stuff. Just remember, I tried to tell you, nothing is normal, nothing is safe. And if you feel normal and you feel safe while on a quarantine, I have a 5-bedroom bridge to sell you right on the lake, on top of a mountain. Oh my God, what are we gonna do? There's so much happening too. So, have you all seen that some young people have been affected by COVID? There are more and more reports coming out of people saying that it was the worst feeling of their lives, and they're in their 20s, early 30s. I think that it's an abomination to not be honest with people in a time like this. And I still don't see any of the doctors that are up on that podium at the White House speaking of the different strains. That's why people are having different responses to the virus, y'all. I mean, a blind man could see that. Maybe this person didn't get that sick because they got a less violent strain. And this person died because they were hit with this portion of the virus. I don't know. My mind is ticking. No one else thinks that's strange that they haven't said that it's more than one mutation. It's like they get up there and they pat each other on the back and they sing all praises to the president as though he's the chosen one, which he said he is. I don't know what chosen he's from, but it ain't from above the way he's responding and the lack of empathy. And that's my opinion. You can feel differently. I mean, if you do, I'd like to know what pipe you smoking. Because someone that can't show empathy, there's a word for it, a term, I won't say that. But what I will say is I'm tired of them getting up there every briefing, patting themselves on the back like they're doing so grand and so great. And we're far behind South Korea in testing. They've tested millions of their people. We've got doctors fucking reusing nasty fucking masks. Golly. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a girl. I'll I'll come back with some more news for you. I think you all should go and ponder what is it that's in front of us all. Something isn't right. Something doesn't feel right. Something feels weird. Before I go, though, I want to look at the USGS real quick. Let's see what kind of earthquake activity has been happening today. It's been 53 total so far. New Guinea keeps getting these high up numbers. They had a 4.9. Puerto Rico is on the list several times. So is Alaska, Kansas, Japan, a 4.8. California is up here, Hawaii. And around Ecuador, they had a 4.9. 4.7 in Guangdong, China. A 4.9 in Oahu, Tonga. A 4.8 in Atka, Alaska. A 5 in Ovalle, Chile. A 4.6 in the Solomon Islands. Texas had one, a 2.8 in Pecos, Texas. The full list is there for you. You can always go and check it on the USGS. I like to look at this because I'm like, well, if the earth's shaking, something's going on. And this is a lot of places that are getting earthquakes every day, inundated over and over and over. No one thinks about these things. Is everyone on this pole of I'm just going to pray and ask Jesus to save me? What about being accurately aware of your surroundings so that you can be in the right place if God tells you go somewhere? But if you're living in la-la land, like all you got to do is pray and it'll be all well. I have to beg to differ. I don't think that's how that works. I could be wrong. I don't think that's how that works. I do think we're supposed to be vigilant and looking up and making sure we are aware of what's happening around us. But I digress. This was just a short little moment in our time. There's so much going on. I will be catching up some more and bringing you another episode tonight with some more nationwide situations, you know. I don't really know what's going on with regards to them getting more tests or making sure that the things that are going to save more lives than not are available, but it seems like the state governments are on their own. Like, yeah, I mean, I know that our White House officials are getting on TV saying they're doing all of this. But if you look, everyone that's in the field and working to save people's lives and not being able to go home to their families or becoming infected themselves as they work to save someone, they're saying something totally different, and I'm going to have to go and believe them because they're actually doing something and not looking pretty with makeup and shiny faces and lip gloss on a TV screen so that they can get their numbers up in votes. I think we're getting played, y'all, but we'll be back. And again, thank you for listening to Amethyst Dynasty. I am your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air. Blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear, and we'll be back later. COVID, add on a snowstorm, and you've got a real party. Let's look at what's going on in Ohio and Indiana. Now, this was published on the 23rd, which was yesterday. And I know with everything on the news focusing around coronavirus and the fact that we are seriously, let's rewind. New York needs about 30,000 ventilators, Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a briefing, and they only have 7,000. And basically there's a bidding war between all the states trying to get the equipment that they need. So someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. What earth are we on? What planet? What plane where you've got to have states bidding each other just to get life-saving equipment? It is survival of the fittest, Hunger Games. Come on. May the odds be ever in your favor type shit going on. Let's get into this article. This was posted by Julie Celestial on March 23rd, 2020. And again, this is on the Watchers News. Days of intense record rains triggered deadly floods in Ohio and Indiana, United States. Days of torrential rain triggered flash flooding in parts of Ohio and Indiana on March 20th, 2020, resulting in damage to properties and at least 8 fatalities. Rescue operations conducted by emergency responders, volunteer fire departments, as well as the victims' relatives and friends lasted until Sunday, March 22nd. According to the National Weather Service, Columbus set a record rainfall for the date within 73.1 millimeters, 2.88 inches, breaking the previous record of 40.6 millimeters, 1.6 inches set 36 years ago. The South Fork of the Licking River at I-70 near Buckeye Lake reached record levels of 268.8 meters, 881.89 feet to be exact. The number refers to elevation above sea level, not the depth of water. In Indiana, state officials confirmed 6 deaths after a bridge over Sains Creek in Franklin County was swept away by high waters. "We've had so much water in the last 2 days, some of these small creeks, they flash flood," said Officer of Department of Natural Resources spokesman Josh Thomas on Friday. He added that the responders arrived at the creek following a witness report. Several vehicles were swept off of the bridge when the river quickly surged into a torrent. During the search and rescue operations on the same day, authorities initially retrieved 5 bodies. Among the victims were a mother and her 3 children from Laurel. 2 of the toddlers were recovered Friday. Thomas said the eldest child was retrieved Saturday, March 21st. 2 other victims were also identified as Laurel residents. Thomas clarified that all of the bodies were found along the creek and not in their cars. Franklin County Coroner Brian Baxter said autopsies were pending on all 6, but the victims were presumed to have drowned. In Ohio, intense rain sparked flooding as well, particularly in areas around Columbus. The NWS Wilmington, noted that Columbus set a record rainfall for the date, March 20th. The state capital recorded 73.1 millimeters, 2.88 inches, smashing the previous record of 40.6 millimeters, 1.6 inches set in 1984. The South Fork of Licking River near Buckeye Lake has reached record levels of 268.8 meters, which is equivalent to 881.89 feet. Again, that's above sea level, not the depth of the water, y'all. The state's Department of Transport reported that almost 30 roads were shut in the central areas due to inundations and landslides. 2 motorists in the counties of Harrison and Tuscarawas lost their lives after driving into flooded roadways. Emergency responders were joined by volunteer fire departments and the victim's relatives in search operations. The first victim was found inside her vehicle on Saturday, which had been washed off Route 800 north of Stillwater. The second victim was discovered inside his truck on Sunday, March 22nd, submerged partially in floodwater near Skullfork Road. Authorities said the water level where the truck was submerged was around 3.3 meters, 11 feet deep. Jeez. In Franklin Township, around 40 people had to flee their homes due to hazardous flooding, while others had to be rescued from inundated areas, particularly south of Columbus. Evacuations and rescues were also conducted in Health and Newark in Licking County. Hundreds of Ohio National Guardsmen were deployed to distribute relief to the affected areas. Wow. There's some more in the article regarding some tweets from that portion of the state's governmental officials. Again, you can find this on watchers.news.com. I'm trying to see if they've posted anything recently today. They get a lot of great information, I feel, that we may not have, or be privy to on the mainstream media, since everything is covering the pandemic. But I think it's important that we also follow other scenarios that are happening and unfolding, even in our nation and around the world, because it's going to have an effect on other things such as food, medicines, production of things. A lot of our production is overseas for different things. So I think that instead of I really don't understand why they don't have the ventilators and protective personal gear equipment for the health officials. They had since January to start procuring that just in case. So I'm just going to assume we have the kind of administrative leadership that doesn't plan for it just in case. They live on a playing field of everything is great until it's not. And even when it's not, they'll just say, don't panic. This is about to be a real situation because we haven't even hit hurricane season, y'all. We haven't even hit tornado season and taken into effect heat waves. It's getting hotter. We didn't really have a winter here in Texas like that. I mean, does anyone think about these things? What other strain that's going to add to the already strained situation with the healthcare system in a pandemic? They're literally building makeshift hospitals in the middle of fields and parking lots and taking over civic centers. Okay, it's just me. I'm a worrywart. What else is going on? I really wish I had better news for you, but it looks like today a bright...